Catholic commentary. Spiritual warfare. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Jesus 911.
Soul Patrol Jesus 911 with it's a husband and a wife team here on Fridays, Jess and Anita.
Tobias and Sarah, good to be here with you. It's just wonderful to be back on the radio.
Absolutely. And we're back. We got an exciting guest today, Anita.
Absolutely. We met her a few weeks ago. This show. Yes.
Well, where do we meet the guest at? Tell us.
We met her at a conference where she was speaking on the movie Roe v. Wade. She was involved in
this
movie.
We've already watched it twice.
Yes,
since
we
she told us
it
about
twice,
it. Last night we watched it. And we're going to ask her all kinds of questions about it.
Right, absolutely. And I know she's ready for us.
Let's start off with a prayer.
Yes, okay? Let's start.
We'll start with a memorare.
Okay.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear us and answer us.
Amen.
Virgin most powerful,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Sorrows,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph, terror of demons,
pray for us.
A Venerable Fulton Sheen,
pray for us.
All you holy angels and saints of God,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Well, we have a friend.
Yes, our friend, Sherry Ballinger. Welcome, Sherry.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, God, we're excited. And
my wife talked to you for hours when we met. I didn't talk to you as much, but she gave me a mouthful.
Yes, she has a wonderful testimony. She was involved in Roe v. Wade, but let's get into who she is. So, Sherry, can you share that?
Are you a cradle Catholic? Yes. Tell us a little bit about your background. Tell us also about kind of a life-changing event within your background that brought you where you're at today. Go ahead, Sherry.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you so much, Jesse and Anita, for having me on today. It's such a pleasure to be on the show, especially with the two of you. I get both of you at once. I'm so excited about this. And I've been looking forward to this interview. So thank you. And God is so good. And amen. Yes, I am a cradle Catholic. My faith has always been just a very central part of my life. And it's just amazing how God works, though, because, you know, we go through trials and tribulations and we all pick up our cross in some way in life. And for me, that was definitely the case. So a little bit of a background on myself. I was an actress and a model for many years, and I've always had a great devotion to the rosary. And thank God for that, because there was one particular day on February 11th of 2014, which happens to be the feast day of Our Lady of Lourdes. And because I've always had such a great devotion to Our Blessed Mother and the rosary, I actually prayed several rosaries that morning on the way to a set. And I was going to be doing an action shot for a poster, a movie poster, and lots of stuff that day planned. And because I love Our Lady of Lourdes and I'm a French Catholic, it was just such a special day for me. But little did I know that my entire life would change that day. And to make a long story short, I was in the middle of this action shot in the air, and I missed my spot coming down and fell from about 7 feet onto the back of my head on concrete. And, you know, it's amazing how just a moment in time could just change your life irrevocably forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that was for me. And I sustained a traumatic brain injury from that fall. And, within 48 hours of that, I lost my ability to talk, to walk. I lost my memory. I mean, everything I had ever wanted or was working for. Everything in my life just completely stopped and just went out the window. But I'll tell you something. The doctor said that I should have been paralyzed, if not dead. And I know without a doubt that our Blessed Mother spared my life that day. And I speak now around the world, and I always am sure to mention that detail because she truly did advocate for me on her feast day that day, and she spared my life. And, you know, when things happen to us, you know, I always get emotional when I talk about this because when things happen to us, you know, no matter how bad they may seem, God has a beautiful purpose and a plan. And it took me a long time to see that. But basically, you know, I had a long road of recovery. I was down for 4 years and I had to learn how to do everything again. And my life just ended. I mean, I was out of the world for that long. And that's a long time. And, you know, I didn't know what I was going to be doing with my life. I never thought I would have another chance at life. All of the doctors said that, you know, you're probably never going to have another life again, Cherie, you know, just be prepared. And so the future was very grim. But thankfully, I had my faith. And I truly believe that it's so important. It's the most important thing in life, because living with values and having our values and having our faith, you know, that's where we get it from. Our values, we get it from our faith. That's the core of everything that we do and how we make our decisions. And if I didn't have my faith, I don't think I would have made it through.
Sure. Let me ask you a question. Was there ever a moment in this 4 years where, I mean, you're talking to God and you just had that, like, we call that the metanoia or that surrender moment where you said, you know what? I can't no more without you, Lord. I'm going to give it all to you. Do with me as you will. Did you ever have that moment?
Yes. And you know, Jesse, I'm ashamed because it took me a long time. I was dealing with all of these emotions and having to learn everything. And it was grueling for all those years. And I was stubborn. I was mad. I would veer between upset and all these things. But you know what? When I started to finally get better, that's actually when I hit my most rock bottom. And that's when I call my moment of surrender. That's when it happened for me. And I had no idea what God had planned for me. I felt like everything I had ever wanted was taken away. I was out of the world for that long. I was so confused and I felt so lost. And it was at that point where I remember very clearly, I was in the back porch, it was at night, and I started just crying like crazy. And I just said, Father, wherever you want to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. You guide and direct every part of my life. It's yours. You gave me a second chance, which I don't even feel like I deserve. And my life is totally yours now. So you do with me what you will. And Cherie, that was my moment of surrender.
Yes, Cherie, I want to ask you a question. Your mother or who was involved? Who was your support system at home? Was you have a strong prayer life within your extended family? Are they evangelized? What can you tell us about your support system? Because, you know, a lot of times, many times people don't have that, and it's a difficult road, even if you have faith. But we need that human element to help us get us through some of these hard times, to encourage us, to coach us through our moments of weakness and possibly despair. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. You are so correct in saying that, because, you know, we're only human and God knows that we need that element. And for me, it was definitely my family. I come from a very good family. I have incredible parents, my 5 brothers. My mom is a great woman of faith. I mean, she is like my rock. She is so strong. And I definitely could not have done this and gone through all of this without that support system of my family. And also of all of the people in my parish, people who knew me, extended family members, everyone who was praying, all the people who also have faith, who were praying for me all that time. But most definitely, my family was a very critical element in my recovery and in really boosting me up, you know, giving me those positive little things here and there when I was really down. And, you know, I would just burst into tears because I couldn't remember what is this for? It's a fork. You know, what does it do? Like I was like a child again. And, you know, the support system element is just so important, as you've mentioned. And that's why I really, really, that's something I talk about, because I really feel for people who don't have that, who go through these things, because we all go through something in life. And so for people who do not have that support system, we have to make sure as Christians that we, when we see someone who needs that, that we're there for them, because we may be the only person in their lives who will be there for them. So many people don't think about other people now in our selfish society. And it's so important to be that example. And so to your point, having that, you know, that element of support is just, yeah, it's critical. And I'm very blessed.
Sounds like you had great parents.
Great parents. Corporal works of mercy there for your family. Yeah. Absolutely.
We're going to ask you about the movie Roe vs. Wade next. We're going to take a quick break.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in.
We're talking to Sherry Bellinger. Incredible story. You're listening to Jesus 911. Don't change that dial. We'll be right back. Stick around. Friday, Jesus 911, the sacrament of matrimony in action. Jess and Anita here.
Tobias and Sarah.
Yeah. We've got a special guest. We've got sweet woman that we met, a remarkable young lady, just impressive. Yeah.
Sherry Bellinger.
Yes. We watched the movie two or three times already, Roe vs. Wade. We watched it again last night. Phenomenal movie. I learned so much about the history.
Wow, I
wrote a report in college. I thought I knew kind of a lot. There was some stuff that I didn't know. I didn't realize some of the backdrop to Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, for those that are not familiar, that's the law that made the case law that made abortion legal.
All 9 months.
Yeah, and
Supreme Court decision.
Yeah, so now that's why we have abortion, which is ground zero. We are in spiritual warfare. This is spiritual warfare, and we're battling every day to save every baby's life. And this is what this movie's about. And we want to find out exactly from our guest, what was your role and how were you involved in Roe v. Wade? Can you give us some ideas about that?
Yes. In fact, I'm so happy to hear that you guys have seen it several times already. That makes me so happy.
It's because of you, because you told us. Yeah.
So much, guys. Thank you for your support. Yeah, you know, it's amazing because after I really surrendered everything to God, you know, he starts moving pretty quickly, because within a matter of weeks, all of these things in my life started happening. And I just knew that, like, I would pray about things and then I would go with, you know, whatever the Holy Spirit is guiding me. Okay, what is next? What does God want me to do? And I saw that there was a movie being made on Roe v. Wade, and it was going to tell the true story for the very first time. And I was so impressed. And so I sent a message over to the filmmaker, Nick Loeb, and I just said, gosh, you know, I'm so happy you're making this film. You know, God worked a miracle in my life, and I'm an ambassador now for nonprofits, and, you know,
Sherry?
Okay. We froze. Okay, here she comes. She's back. You froze a little bit, Sherry, so go back about 30 seconds. Oh, the screen froze again. We're talking to Sherry Bellinger. She'll come right back right now. The screen is frozen. And we're asking her. She's a former actress. And I'm not even sure if she's still acting. We'll ask her right now. But she had a career-ending injury. She fell off 7 feet doing a stunt for a movie. She fell on the back of her head.
She misstepped, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She'll call right back. We'll get a hold of her right back. So she had 4 years of basically not being able to work.
Right. She was in rehab because she had a TBI, traumatic brain injury. When you have a TBI, it could go either way, where you have permanent brain damage or you can recover.
Wow.
Or you can have some recovery and some rehabilitative you can be rehabilitative functions. But at
there's
this
obviously
point, she's been fully rehabilitated. You
look at her. She looks lucid.
Absolutely.
She looks lucid. I mean, she definitely knows how to hold a fork. She says she didn't even know what a fork was after.
Yes, and we're here interviewing her on the Roe v. Wade movie. I think I'm encouraging everybody after this interview to go and watch the movie.
What platform is it on?
Well, it is on Prime that I know of. We'll confirm it
with Sherry.
That's where we watched it.
But it's such a well-done movie.
I
watched it again last night with my wife, and
yes.
This is the battle that we're in right now. This is the spiritual warfare battle that we're in until
right.
the second coming of Christ. Are we going to be a country that kills innocent babies?
Right, right.
Or are we going to be a country that respects human life at all stages? So this is the ultimate spiritual warfare issue of our day.
Right. It is an issue of our day. And you know what? Watching that movie and watching the Supreme Court, I thought they were the ones that were always going to be objective,
our saviors.
Honest. But
right.
It's been politicized also. The Supreme Court has also been politicized.
Even now.
Absolutely. And that really opened my eyes. And that was so disappointing because I thought that was one of the branches in our government that was safe. And I have are different now.
Yeah, where justice is still blind, like the statue, Lady Justice is blind.
Right.
Everything's fair.
Yeah.
No. There's all kinds of backroom deals and dark money coming in, and it looks like we're back with Sherry.
We're back with Sherry. Are you back with us?
She's getting her phone. Sherry, can you hear us? Okay. We can hear you.
Yes.
Okay. We're just.
Well, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us about the movie. Tell us what happened. You called up the people that were making the movie, and how did you participate in it?
So, you know, I did that and I didn't expect to hear anything back, but it was a few months later and I get this and he says, Sheree, I want you to be a part of this movie. And for me, that was my sign. And so I had never thought about being a movie producer before, but that was the first time. So I thought, okay, this is what God wants. I'm gonna do it. And so I became an executive producer. And I also have a short, small role in the film, but it's in the director's cut. But I'm very proud and honored to be able to say that I'm one of the executive producers of this film. And it's the first
of its kind.
It's never been done before.
Tell us a little bit about the actual movie Roe versus Wade. Some of the, aside from the film, what's it truly about? What were you guys trying to show the world? Besides an incredible, speech and debate, Supreme Court case, there's something bigger. What was it you guys are trying to show the world?
Yes. People have so many misconceptions when they hear the words Roe v. Wade. It evokes so much emotion just right off the bat. But it's not just a court case. So with this film, we wanted to tell the truth about what really happened with Roe v. Wade, how it was passed, all of the things behind it, which a lot of people don't know. And but we also wanted to tell the story of Dr. Bernard Nathanson. And he was the famous abortionist. A lot of people don't know his name, but they should, because his role was so key in the passing of Roe v. Wade in 1973. And I think that his story is so important for people to know. And I won't give away everything. I know you guys have seen the movie a few times, but I want everyone to know his story, because it is such a powerful one, how he went from being an atheist and just being responsible for so many abortions, thousands upon thousands, and then becoming a Catholic and doing the documentary, you know, Silent Scream. So, you know, that's really at the core. But I want to also mention that with this film, it was very important that we make a movie that's a major motion picture that just lays out the facts. It's 100% factual. It doesn't have any bias, or, you know, it's not the kind of movie that's I feel like can be categorized into some kind of box. It's a major motion picture. There's excellent mainstream actors.
Oh, yes.
Quality is high. It's a film that I want everyone to see, because for those of us who are already pro-life, this is great to see. But I want people who aren't pro-life to see it. I want people who don't even know what abortion is to see it. People who don't even know what Roe v. Wade is to see it. And that's what I think is so important about this movie, is that it's a mainstream feature film that tells the true story and is for everyone. And I also want to mention too that, you know, our filmmakers did such a great job, because if you visit our website, roevwademovie.com, there's actually a fact check section, and every single thing in this movie you can go to the website and see the references and all of the information behind everything told in this film.
Yeah. You know what I liked? The Catholic Church was very involved in the Roe v. Wade case. So can you share a little bit about that? You know, why, you know, they really highlighted.
Yeah, who was that? There was a young Catholic priest in the movie who was talking a lot to that, the female black doctor. Who was that Catholic priest? And I'll tell you another scene that really touched me is when Bernard Nathanson was a fallen away Jew and an atheist. He walked into the Catholic church, a beautiful Catholic church, and he's screaming at God. That was such a powerful moment there. Yeah. But who was that young Catholic priest?
Yeah, so the priest in the film, he was amazing, because he was one of the people who was so key with Dr. Mildred Jefferson, who was the first African-American, I believe, president of Harvard. And they were such forerunners and just great advocates that they were at the forefront of everything. And to your point, Anita, the Catholic Church was so involved. Everyone else was just kind of like just going with the flow and going with the time, so to speak.
Yeah.
But it was the Catholic Church and all these key players who really, like, made their voices heard. And as you can imagine, I mean, this was such a volatile time, and there was a lot of research done. I mean, Nick Loeb and Kathy Beckerman did tremendous research when they wrote this script. And it was a very turbulent time. And I also want to mention too, that scene, Jesse, you mentioned, that's actually my favorite scene in the movie. And a little bit of a tidbit for our listeners here that no one else would know is that our film is the very first movie ever to be filmed inside St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
What a privilege is that?
Quite an accomplishment. Yeah.
One of the most beautiful cathedrals in our nation.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the most beautiful ones in the country,
absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Wow, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I want to mention something. We had a friend of ours who, she was Muslim, and she became a Catholic. She did the exact same thing. You are not Allah.
Yeah, she walked into a beautiful Catholic church.
She did the same thing. And that
began
came
screaming
to my
at
mind.
Jesus. The church was empty.
Yeah. And she went,
wow.
Yeah. You are not God. And she just went on a rant against, and now she's.
Wow.
So yeah. It's a beautiful.
Wow.
So that
just like Bernard Nathanson did. You're listening to Jesus 911. We've got Sherry Bellinger, executive producer.
Yeah, and break with our mother.
Yep.
The mother of God, Our Lady Guadalupe.
And now sharing her Catholic faith around the world. We'll be right back. Don't change that dial. Stick around. Pray for us. We have three people here that love Our Lady of Guadalupe. Myself, yes. My wife, and Sherry Bellinger, a friend of ours. We met her a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And we could tell this was to be a lifelong friendship because we're on the same page on everything.
Right.
Sherry, you know, as I listen to you talk, I can't tell that you fell off of a something or other, 7 feet, hit your head, had brain damage for 4 years. You were immobile. You are completely lucid.
Yep.
You're clear. I mean, you don't
and
have.
And she's eye candy.
and good to look at, too. So the audience is going to like Friday's show. Want to talk to you about the movie. Let me see. Something's the matter with your volume. I can't hear you. Richard, I can't hear Sherry right now. But let me just ask you about the movie. I can hear you now. Okay. Whatever you did, I can hear you now. Sherry, something interesting about. I haven't even researched it. Is Dr. Bernard Nathanson, did he pass away?
Yes. He, I believe, gosh, you know what? I don't want to say the wrong thing, but I think it was like in the 80s. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was also called the Scraper.
I know.
Yes.
I know. You know, so, something interesting. My friend who's put this network together, Terry Barber, who's put Virgin Most Powerful Radio, Terry went to jail with Dr. Bernard Nathanson on 4 different occasions. So Terry Barber, the owner of this network here, he knows him.
Or knew him.
Yeah, or knew him. Because once Dr. Nathanson, he converted to the Catholic faith, he became a strong pro-life advocate. He got involved in Operation Rescue. So did Terry. This was in the probably mid-80s, late 80s. And Terry shares a story that he goes, we were in front of an abortion clinic. He goes, and they were back mm-hmm. then. They used to lock arms together mm-hmm. like a human chain. And the police arrested Terry and Dr. Bernard Nathanson. He goes, yeah, I spend a few nights in jail with him, at least on 3 or 4 different occasions.
What a privilege.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, Bernard Nathanson had quite a conversion. I mean, going inside a Catholic church, yelling at Jesus, and Jesus yes. just hit him like with mega doses of actual grace and signal grace.
Well, you know,
and changed his heart.
Well, think about it. The first reaction to truth is what? Anger.
Anger.
Because he knew deep down inside. Well, we don't
and
know.
He was wrong.
I don't want to go further
yeah.
into that.
Yeah, we can't go further into that.
So, I want everybody to know.
So
watch the movie.
How can people, is the movie available now, and where can people find it and watch it?
So, yes, the movie is out now. We came out on April 2nd, and it's available on really most of the streaming platforms. So Amazon Prime, Vudu, Fandango, not Netflix, but a lot of the streaming platforms. And you can also just visit our website at roevwademovie.com. And there's some links there as well that are helpful. But yeah, people can access it now. They can watch it. And, you know, I'll give a little tidbit. You know, when we released the film, it actually wasn't searchable on the Amazon Prime search bar. And it should have been because we've been there this whole time. But so many people were searching for it that they had to come out and fix that little technical difficulty.
Yeah.
And so
the cancel culture in action.
Yeah.
Yes. And so, you know, it's funny, though, how things happen, because we ended up becoming number one on rentals that week. Wow. And then also we're still on the top 100 of new and noteworthy for iTunes, because you can also watch it on iTunes.
Wow. Well, we purchased it. So that's something.
Yay!
That we purchased.
Thank you so much, guys.
We purchased that movie because I think there's many movies that we think are good for rental, but this one is...
Yeah, it's a keeper.
It's a keeper because we want to show people that come over this the true story.
Yeah, we'll be watching this one over and over again.
Isn't it funny how every single time you watch it, you learn something else? I mean, there's
absolutely
so much information.
There's
right?
a lot of information. That's why we watched it three times.
Sherry, you know, one of the things that jumped out at me, and I've seen this hundreds of times, but you can't. It's just so concrete in my mind every time I see it. Whenever you see the pro-abortion movement gather together and yelling and screaming, and you look at their faces, you could see nothing but anger, pain, and some of the faces even look evil, just evil. I mean, they could be pretty women, but their person. What they embrace is so ugly, it even changes their appearance as I look at the movie and in real life, because I've seen that in real life.
Yeah.
The demon changes their faces when they embrace that horrid lifestyle.
Right.
Of,
and you can
of abortion.
Compare the feminist movement, the pro-abortion rallies to the pro-life rallies. Look at how peaceful. Look at the
contrast.
The contrast.
It's night and day.
Yes.
You just look at the pro-life rallies. The men and women have this
peace. And there's lots of youth.
Yes. And you don't feel like your life is threatened.
Right. Okay? Right. When you go to a pro-life
nobody feels threatened.
Event. And
Sherry's phone has
we're reconnecting.
Yeah, she's reconnecting. So yes. We're talking to Sherry Ballinger. You know what I want to ask her? I mean, is she moving back into the world of acting, or does she just want to remain as an executive producer? Something else also interesting that I found out about the movie Roe versus Wade that was very painful to me is that, again, justices can be bought. They can be influenced by mobs.
Yes.
Mobs can influence the Supreme Court justice.
It's mob rules.
Yeah. That old phrase.
Yeah, the mob
family
rules.
Members. Mm-hmm. Oh, Dad, I'm a volunteer at Planned Parenthood. It has an effect on fathers who are important Supreme Court justices. Wives volunteering or for Planned Parenthood has an effect on these. So, in other words, Anita, nothing sacred at this moment.
No,
the only
no.
thing that we can trust totally is our Lord Jesus Christ
and
His holy gospel. Because
remember
years ago when I used to watch WWF?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He used to laugh at me. I used to watch And that was clean back then.
Yeah.
Okay, it was clean. You have to admit. I used to watch
clean.
It. There was a wrestler by the name of the Million Dollar Mad, Ted DiBiase, and I would laugh because he'd always come into the ring and he would say, "Every man has a price." I would laugh at him, but you know what I'm seeing? Yes,
we're seeing it now.
We're seeing it.
You know, being involved in and just being
Soros
up on
and
politics
and Bill Gates money can buy pretty much anything.
Right. We're seeing it. And even in...
they can buy the USCCB. They can buy curry favors in the Vatican. I'm saying, where does it stop?
Not only that, you know, the media. The media has such a powerful influence on decisions that I've made. And this is a case for Roe v. Wade.
This is a victory for Satan, by the
way.
Yes,
absolutely.
And Satan used the Supreme Court in 1973 to strike a blow against the body of Christ.
Right,
because look
right.
at... And when you watch the movie, who was fighting them the whole time? It wasn't the Protestants.
No.
It wasn't the Jews. It wasn't the Muslims. They kept saying in the movie, the Catholics.
And there
it's
was prayer vigils during the time of when the Supreme Court were arguing the case. There was prayer vigils. Who were holding these prayer vigils? The Catholics. The Catholics. And I think a lot of Protestants are seeing that the Catholics are on the forefront of the pro-life movement, and some of them are really coming on board. I know the Mormons are,
right?
They're pro-life.
But a lot of the Protestants and even the Mormons, they look to the Catholic Church for moral guidance. That's you can talk to any one of them.
Right.
They'll say, "Man, we look to you Catholics. You guys are leading the charge on this." I even remember, for example, Billy Graham, before he passed away, rest in peace, he was asked about a certain topic. I think it was the issue of the homosexual marriages. This was 10, 15 years ago. And Billy Graham said, if the Catholic Church ever caves in on this, the whole world will cave in. So Billy Graham admitted that the Catholic Church is the moral
compass.
Battleship.
Mm-hmm.
It's a moral force against right. against the culture of death.
I think Sherry. I think she's getting connected. Are you there,
she's
Sherry?
Back.
You're back?
Hey.
You know what? I got to say, this has never happened before.
You know what? I think we need to pray to St. Michael.
Let's just Michael
know?
Pray.
So.
I think
Let's
we're
go.
Being attacked.
Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Precious blood of Jesus, surround all our communication devices, all the technology, the webcams, the cameras, the microphones. Precious blood of Jesus, surround and cover our speakers, our displays, and all the softwares, all our Wi-Fi connections.
Yes.
Precious blood of Jesus, be our protection. Virgin most powerful, pray for us and protect us. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we march on.
Yep.
As they say in the Army,
yep.
Charlie Mike, we continue marching. Continue the mission. Continue the mission.
It's so crazy. I apologize because this has never happened to me before, ever. I do all these interviews and it's crazy. My phone literally shut off and it said that the temperature was too hot.
Well, again, I think I know somebody doesn't want this information to come out.
Yeah.
Sherry, how has this, are you back? Are you making are you moving towards Hollywood again? I mean, you're an executive producer for this movie. What do you want to do with your life now? I mean, you were off for 4 years with a head injury, brain injury. What do you want to do now? I mean, are you moving towards?
Yeah, and this film is a success, so it looks like.
You know, it's so funny. This always cracks me up because, you know, when you have been given a second chance at life, the last thing you ever want to do is go back into Hollywood, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like that is not what I wanted to do at all. But you know what? I feel like God has really given me this mission and I'm back in the trenches, but I am so armed now. And I feel such a great joy and peace inside of me. And I want to help as many people as I possibly can. And that's why I never say no to sharing my story. I never say no to sharing about my faith because it's been amazing what God has been doing in my life. And so yeah, you know, I really feel like my calling is to be a movie producer. And so I actually have several other films in the works right now.
We'll talk about that next. We got one more segment.
Okay.
Break with Our Lady Guadalupe. And
Sherry Bellinger.
We'll be right back. Jesus 911, Spiritual Warfare. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us.
Are the bright new dawn, Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. So tenderly you hold us in your arms.
Jesus 911, we've got Sherry Bellinger here.
Yeah, we are back. Thank you for tuning in, you VMP listeners.
Sherry, how has being part of the movie Roe versus Wade, has this increased your faith? Has this been like a shot in the arm, a boon to your faith? Is this something that you needed, you know, like a gift from God? Tell us a little about how this has impacted you personally.
You know, it actually has impacted me in every facet of my life. Mm. And I'll tell you something. This is important to mention because I'm ashamed of it, but I'm human because I had like a moment of, gosh, you know, if I put my name on this film, I'm going to be outed. Everyone's going to know who, you know, what I really think and how I really believe. And then I felt so ashamed because I said, God, I'm sorry for even thinking that. You gave me a second chance at life. How could I even think that? You're in charge of everything. And my life is yours now. And so I just threw that thought away and I haven't looked back. And ever since I put my name on this film, I've had the most incredible blessings in my life. And I have several other movies in the works right now. And God has blessed me so tremendously. And my faith has just been so enriched And the amount of people that I feel like I've been able to help with sharing my story and being so personable and being vocal, you know, with love. And honestly, the blessings are so, so immense right now. And I'm so grateful.
You know, Sherry, you remind me of the 10 people that came to Jesus to go for healing. And they all left and only one of them thanked him.
Yeah. One came back.
One wow. came back
you.
To thank, and that's you.
Wow.
You were that one person.
Yeah.
And how many
thank
people
you. That
we know, yeah, how many people we know that have, you know, near-death experiences such as yourself have not come back to thank the Lord and really honor them with their lives and give wow. them all because they knew they had a second chance.
You know,
that
yeah.
is just, that's beautiful. And I, wow. I think all the listeners need to know that, you know, yeah. that we and it may not be, their experience might not be something as major as yours, because it was major. I think that's something that I.
Yeah, your situation
yeah,
is as
just
bad
a miracle.
As it gets.
You're a miracle.
Yeah, you're.
That's
yeah.
what I
as
call
a,
you.
As we're looking at you right now,
yeah, I just I'm.
There's
still...
no indication. There's no stuttering. Mm. There's no like missteps or forgetting.
Right.
You are, the Lord has completely given you your faculties back 100%.
Right.
And you're a testament to the power of
and
God.
And that's beautiful. You, know, you are you're able to thank the Lord to, and you came back to him and you're still
you.
There.
Wow. Thank you. That really, I'm so humbled by all of these things, you guys, because, you know, I get emotional because, I never thought I would be better. And the stuttering, you know, you mentioned the stuttering, that just went away about a year or two ago. It's just, it's been a really long road. And I never thought I would have another life. And it's amazing how, you know, how things happen because, you know, I see miracles in everything now. You know, mm-hmm. miracles happen every single day. And when I talk about my story, you know, maybe people don't have something as big as what I had to go through, but we all have to go through things. And I tell people, everybody has a story. And no matter mm-hmm. what yours is, it's important that you see the miracles in your own life and what God does for you in your own life, because we all go through struggles. You know, for me, maybe I'm just like a little extra stubborn and God had to do like something major like that. I don't know. But I just really encourage everyone to really take a look at what God has done for their own lives and to see the miracles and beauties of every single day. Because, yep. you know, whenever, you know, I have a hard day, which I still have them, you know, I think back to those times when I was lying in bed and I was bedridden for a really long time. And I just never saw really a light at the end. And I see the life that I'm living now. And I can't wrap my head around how good God is. He is so amazing. And he loves us so much. And I never feel worthy of what he's done for me. And that's why, like, everything in my life now, I just want to make sure that it glorifies him, because I am so grateful.
Sherry, I would
so,
like to see.
Thank you.
I would like to see somebody look at your story and make a movie out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's stuff
movie.
Like that. That's stuff like
yeah.
that inspires people that
people
God still works miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, because you are a miracle.
Yeah. So what are you working on right now? What projects are you working on right now, if you can tell us a little bit?
So I have a few in the works. I'll tell you about one of them. It's a great Bible name. It's called Lazarus. And it's a very, very special project. And there's some really great things happening right now with that. So if I can ask for everyone's prayers for that film, that would be really nice.
Yes, that's.
And also so, on the same trying down that same line of questioning. What's your vision for the, where do you see yourself a year from now, 5 years from now? What's your vision for the future? I mean, God has restored your intellect. God has restored, when we met, you didn't look like you had any hard time walking. Your motor skills were good. I mean, you weren't robotic. So it seems to me like if you're God has healed you. Now that you have had full healing physically and intellectually, and obviously your heart is given over to God, I mean, where do you see yourself in a year from now, 5 years from now? What do you see your role? Because we're all part of the church militant.
Yes.
As part of the church militant, what do you see Sherry Ballinger doing in the near future, in the long term, with your life, now that God has restored you physically and intellectually?
You know, I feel so fulfilled because for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm exactly where I should be. And I see myself continuing to make great films that have purpose, that are inspiring, that really normalize values again, which I think is really needed right now.
Yes.
And I'm also in the process of starting a few companies. And so everything that I do, I am tying it to a charity. And so I see myself having all of these ventures going so well. And I want every single one of them to make an impact on people's lives. And if I could help save souls and glorify God with everything that I have going on in my professional life, and also I'm hoping my personal life, because now I've been given a second chance at life again, I'm hoping that everything that I do and am glorifies God in every way. And I've been given this chance to do that. So I get often teased a lot now because everyone says that I'm a little too excited about things, but it's because, you know, for so long, I didn't see this coming. And so I get extra excited about the little things in life now. And so I'm just so on fire and so passionate about everything that I have going on. To be honest, I exhaust myself. So life is so good.
Yeah,
I see things going well.
I see you said you're so excited. You just brought a picture to my mind. King David dancing in front of the Ark of the Covenant. That's you. You are dancing excitedly in front of our Lord and just, worshiping him and thanking him. Yeah. And that's what we do. Sometimes it comes out, it exudes through our body, the excitement and the joy that, you know, that we know our hope. Our hope is in Christ.
Yeah, you can see your faith is contagious. It's coming right across the airwaves. Yeah,
absolutely.
Anybody who's watching.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, your faith is just it's projecting forward. I can feel it. Your love for God and the way you just want to serve him. And that's a beautiful thing.
That is a beautiful
thing. If people want to invite you to speak, do you go speak places?
Yes. Yes.
How can people get a hold of you?
Well, you can find me on social media. Okay. I am on Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn. And and I should mention too that I'm now I'm the U.S. ambassador for a nonprofit based in Switzerland called the Women's Brain Project. And also, I've just really been involved in a lot of charity work, and that's really where my heart is these days. Mm-hmm. And so anytime anyone asks me to speak or organizations, I try my best to accommodate everyone because I really feel like if there's any hope and joy that I can spread, especially nowadays, I want to be able to give that to people. So yes, thank you for asking that. People can find me there and contact me. And
how do you spell your name for people that don't know how to spell your name?
Yes, I know. It's always a talking point, right? Because it's French. It's Cherie, and it's C-H-E-R-I. Okay. And then my last name is Ballinger. It's B as in boy, A-L-L-I-N-G-E-R. So Cherie Ballinger.
Well, you know something, you got great parents and great siblings. I don't know, the fact that they took care of you.
I'm going to ask one question. Because you know your recovery was so miraculous, I think, were you able to make an impression on the medical doctors and nurses that you had to deal with? What were their statements as far as your recovery? I mean, I know especially the neurologists, they see this all the time. And a lot of times the recovery is very grim for a lot of these patients. But what did they say?
Did you have any
that?
Comments? Mm-hmm. Any comments from them? Feedback?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, Anita, because it wasn't until I had this very, very sweet girl. She was Christian. She was doing these therapeutic massages for me, and she felt compassion for me because she saw how I couldn't walk and my mom would pick me up and I would be throwing up, and she had compassion and she introduced me to a naturopathic doctor. And that's actually how I ended up getting better, finally. And to this day, my naturopathic doctor, Dr. Nicole Ortiz, give her a little shout out there. She's incredible. I just saw her the other day. And she said, "Sheree, I can't believe all the things you're doing." She's like, "It's just mind-blowing to me." Because she remembers how I was before.
Yeah.
And so you're right. It's a miracle. And everyone can see that.
Amen. Yeah. Sheree, we'll continue this. We'll pick this up on another day.
Another day. Absolutely.
Yes.
Thanks for coming
host.
On board.
Thank you. And God bless you, Sheree. And we'll keep
Thank
in touch.
You.
Yep.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Friends God for life.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Jesus 911, we're out. End of watch.
Ha ha ha.